Chapter 19. Understand the sort of hint he can give. And when I want a hint, he can generally furnish it to me. The chief inspector lost himself suddenly in a discreet reflective mood, and the assistant commissioner repressed a smile at the fleeting thought that the reputation of Chief Inspector Heat might possibly have been made in a great part by the secret agent Verloc. In a more general way of being of use, all our men of the Special Crimes Section on duty at Charing Cross and Victoria have orders to take careful notice of anybody they may see with him. He meets the new arrivals frequently, and afterwards keeps track of them. He seems to have been told off for that sort of duty. When I want an address in a hurry, I can always get it from him. Of course, I know how to manage our relations. I haven't seen him to speak to 3 times in the last 2 years. I drop him a line, unsigned, and he answers me in the same way at my private address. From time to time the assistant commissioner gave an almost imperceptible nod. The chief inspector added that he did not suppose Mr. Verloc to be deep in the confidence of the prominent members of the Revolutionary International Council, but that he was generally trusted of, that there could be no doubt. Whenever I've had reason to think there was something in the wind, he concluded, I've always found he could tell me something worth knowing. The assistant commissioner made a significant remark. He failed you this time. Neither had I wind of anything in any other way, retorted Chief Inspector Heat. Asked him nothing, so he could tell me nothing. He isn't one of our men. It isn't as if he were in our pay. No, muttered the assistant commissioner. He's a spy in the pay of a foreign government. We could never confess to him. I must do my work in my own way, declared the chief inspector. When it comes to that, I would deal with the devil himself and take the consequences. There are things not fit for everybody to know. Your idea of secrecy seems to consist in keeping the chief of your department in the dark. That's stretching it perhaps a little too far, isn't it? He lives over his shop? Who, Verloc? Oh yes. He lives over his shop. The wife's mother, I fancy, lives with him. Is the house watched? Oh dear, no. It wouldn't do. Certain people who come there are watched. My opinion is that he knows nothing of this affair. How do you account for this? The assistant commissioner nodded at the cloth rag lying before him on the table. I don't account for it at all, sir. It's simply unaccountable. It can't be explained by what I know. The chief inspector made those admissions with the frankness of a man whose reputation is established, as if on a rock. At any rate, not at this present moment. I think that the man who had most to do with it will turn out to be Michaelis. You do? Yes, sir, because I can answer for all the others. What about that other man supposed to have escaped from the park? I should think he's far away by this time, opined the chief inspector. The assistant commissioner looked hard at him, and rose suddenly, as though having made up his mind to some course of action. As a matter of fact, he at that very moment succumbed to a fascinating temptation. The chief inspector heard himself dismissed with instructions to meet his superior early next morning for further consultation upon the case. He listened with an impenetrable face, and walked out of the room with measured steps. Whatever might have been the plans of the assistant commissioner, they had nothing to do with that desk work, which was the bane of his existence, because of its confined nature and apparent lack of reality. It could not have had, or else the general air of alacrity that came upon the assistant commissioner would have been inexplicable. As soon as he was left alone, he looked for his hat impulsively and put it on his head. Having done that, he sat down again to reconsider the whole matter. But as his mind was already made up, this did not take long. And before Chief Inspector Heat had gone very far on the way home, he also left the building. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.